You mean the chitlins?
Yeah.
Not that I could eat.
That's no, I couldn't eat either. Yeah, I should. It should say that that can be eaten, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body from the waist up?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Flat-bottomed? Oh, in a rowboat?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat up.
Okay.
All these flies are coming through.
That's okay, they don't bother me a bit.
They don't bother me.
Maybe you ought to call the dog over and then maybe they'd hang on to the dog. I find that works with horse flies sometimes. They like the dog better than they like us. Let's see, do you know of a more colorful expression to say beat up?
I just can't think of some of those just offhand.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe some that I use that I can't think of right quick.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's all right. Beat up is perfectly adequate. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Haunches.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
miser.
Okay. That's silly.
Pinch penny.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks
tacky.
Okay. And would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man? Or would you still say tacky?
Probably tacky. Either one.
What do you call if a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really
dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an older person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Active.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
A lazy, unambitious. Can't think.
It's okay. I don't have a word for it either. It really interests me. You know, when I talk to these people in North Georgia, you know, they come up with all these things that I never heard of. And really, it's nice to be down in South Georgia where people don't know what they mean any better than I do. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay.
Or a cricket.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? You might say he went, what, across the field? Got a word for it?
Catty-cornered.
Okay.
Is that one?
Yeah. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway?
Zigzagging.
Okay.